when the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all together, gathered together in one place. This is what it looks like. This is the church. Deacon from North Dakota, Father Matt, our seminarians, all gathered here together, all of these wonderful families, this beautiful choir, beautiful instruments from out the woodworks, gathered together to sing, to trumpet, and boldly proclaim the praise of the Lord. This is the church, and this is what it looks like. It is better for you that I go. What a strange thing to say. And I think, my brothers and sisters, it is something that we have to take stock in profoundly. This is a fact. And more than a fact, this is a promise. It is better for you that I go. Because the Holy Spirit is not some gap filler from the Father after the ascension of Jesus Christ. It is not so. For this is the church. This is the body spread out across the face of the world into which he has poured his spirit, poured his life as a source of mercy, a source of forgiveness, a source of renewal. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Today we celebrate that fact that not only do we actually experience a real communion of persons, a real communion of persons, the church gathered together to sing the Lord's praises, but we are under the impulse of the Holy Spirit, whose job it is to create and renew and forgive and sanctify and vivify and create at every single instant. Not just at the moment of creation, not just at the moment of Pentecost, but at every single instant. My brothers and sisters, this is the church, and this is our joy. This is our song. This is our hope. This is our peace. This gift of the Holy Spirit that is lavished upon us abundantly, not with a miserly spirit, but a spirit of grace, a spirit of love. It is not insignificant that they all heard in their own language. This isn't just some mechanical fact about evangelization. How convenient that we're all speaking the same language. Something much more profound is happening. By the power of the Holy Spirit, all people being brought together across every single division, interpersonally as well as intrapersonally in their own life, brought together. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, every single language is endowed with a beautiful, rich word, and that word is Jesus Christ. A word that all of these languages was hitherto unknown prior to this instant. That the word of Jesus Christ, spoken by the Father, incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Mother, sent out into the world, breathed forth by the Holy Spirit from his own breath, that word, that voice in the person of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is used to endow with a beautiful richness in all of our language, and that is not an insignificant fact. This riches of Jesus Christ, this riches of the Holy Spirit, this riches of the Father lavished upon us today and every single day, in every single moment, in every single solemnity. And so what does it mean to follow these impulses of the Holy Spirit? Well, I assure you, it's infinitely deeper than some spiritual ratatouille going on in our mind or our heart. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is the most intimate gift that can be given, the soul's most welcomed guest. Solace in the midst of woe, dew in the midst of our dryness. I don't need to speak of you of dryness in our life. Your heart says it enough. Your mind says it enough. But today we get to cry out with all of the church throughout all of time from the beginning, come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, renew the face of the earth. Renew my life. Renew my family. Renew my relationships. Renew my work environment. Renew my parish. Renew the face of the world. And let us celebrate in this power, this promise and this power. For apart from this power of the Holy Spirit, our life is gone. Our joy is gone. But today we get to celebrate in abundance. And what a beautiful abundance we have been given by the generosity of our good God. So let us surrender ourselves to this scrutiny of the Spirit that seeks to scavenge through everything that's inside of us. But that's not a source of fear, because it is a scrutiny of love. A scrutiny of love in the gift of the Holy Spirit. What's not enticing about that? What's not desirable about that? What is not liberating about that? So let us entrust ourselves wholeheartedly to this scrutiny of the Spirit and discover and taste for ourselves this one Spirit which we are given to drink, and to drink deeply, my dear friends. So today, let us enjoy this sober inebriation that is the unspeakable joy of the Holy Spirit.